Can you hear that in the background? I hope the peace that is, at least in my energy right now, is coming through here to you. You know, I always have so many thoughts. You know, and the one thing that I really believe in is getting people to share their thoughts online. Not only share their thoughts online, but share the things that are close to them online. To see the things that maybe they wish were different. Maybe they wish people acted a certain way. And they just jumped online and shared their thoughts behind that. The reasoning behind that. I think the world would be a different place if people had a little bit of access to what was in that brain of yours. And mine. So at the moment, I'm actually with one of my dogs. Come on. I'm actually back in my village here in Mexico, where I spend not as much time as I like to, but coming here is one day here is like a week or two in the city because of the peace. The noise goes away. The distractions aren't there as much. The Wi-Fi goes down, so we're not scrolling on social media or I got to upload this or I got to title this. It's really a peaceful place. And I've only been here for like 36 hours. And I was like, if I go today, I feel like this was a definitely worthwhile trip. And I started to think about it. Just everything. So many things are going to be happening in the next few months with us, the content, my life. And I just wanted to jump on here and let you guys know I appreciate you. Like, and I appreciate all the things that I know as I look at my life and I look at the things that I do, sometimes I'm so confused. Like, I'm so lost. Like, there's times where I feel completely lost, really. And I've realized that even while being lost, I can still leave breadcrumbs of what's working, of what's not working. And just because, and this is a thought that I hope that there's a message, a meat of this today's message is this, is that even though my dog's in the back, they see something. We usually go hunting at this time, but oh, they're like, what are you doing? Why are you talking on your phone? Oh, man, they made me forget what I was going to say. This is the life here. The one thing I guess to get back to this, I can't remember exactly where I was going with that. It must be for another episode that I'm supposed to say that. But I hope that the thing that I really hope is that peace is there for you. And more importantly, when you're lost, here's what I was going to say. When you're lost, just because you're lost doesn't mean you're lost as far as I can't help anyone. I don't know where I'm going. Because most of the time when we're lost at mile marker 64 or mile marker 47 or mile marker 26. And we feel like we're lost and we kind of can't help anyone or can't do anything. But oftentimes we forget, I don't want you to forget, that just because you're lost where you are doesn't mean you don't remember where you've come from. And where you've come from are people who are lost. And you've already done it. I don't think you listening to this podcast right now, you realize how profound that is. You may be completely lost at where you are. Because you might be walking in new territory. You might be in completely new territory. You might be changing what you're doing. You might be changing something. You might be completely lost. And you're like, I can't help anyone. I can't even help myself. But the thing is, people who are lost, who are behind you, you've already been there. You have no problem with that part. You know, I look at myself and certain things that I've done, like I can feel totally lost right now in my life with certain aspects. And other aspects, I've done it. I've been there. I've done it. I've been a pro athlete. I understand the grind of looking for an agent and I've been drafted. I understand the process of showing up somewhere and it's cool to look cool on TV, but you showed up by yourself. You're on your own. Like I understand that. That's something that I can guide people through effortlessly. You know, I know what it's like to be traveling the world, having a budget of maybe under 1,000 euros and saying, well, who doesn't matter? We're going to do this for 3 months. We're going to see how this works. And I can easily guide people to that. I told someone the other day, I was like, if you got 10 grand and you truly want to change the world, well, I tell them, if you have 13 grand and you really want to travel the world full time, spend 3 of that grand. Let's have a six week little intensive, get you right. And I guarantee you, you'll be able to travel for a year. I can guarantee it. Guarantee it. Because I've been there. I've done that. Not saying it's ideal, but it's possible. Extremely possible. It's more than what I had. And I say all that because there's something that you have. There's something that you've been through. There's something that you've mastered. And you don't even realize you've mastered it, because a lot of times as humans, we master something and then we just move on to the next thing. And then we feel lost in the next thing. And then we forget that we've already mastered so many things leading up to this next thing. And this next thing is just as confusing as the other one. So there's something there. There's something that you've mastered that you can help someone with. There's something someone's going through that you can master, that you've mastered already. And I think when we can understand the value that we have, when you can see the value that you have, and you just keep believing in the process. Like, I don't know where I am. It's cold. Like right now, we have a lot of land here, and I'm in the back of the land, or it's our family's land, so I'm in the back of it. No one ever comes here. I'm next to a river. I'm with my dogs, and I can be totally lost. But while I'm lost, when I look around me, I do see some sticks. I do see some, there's like some wood over there. You know, I could build a little shelter for tonight. You know, I have my rifle. I could get us some food, I'm pretty sure. I mean, we might have missed the window for this morning, but I'm sure there's going to be rabbits and all those kind of animals coming out here right around sunset like they always do. I can set up right here. And sometimes it's that, like that, setting up where you are, even though you're lost, not because I'm waiting for help to come, but because I'm waiting for that next step to be shown to me. And if I truly was lost here, the next step for me would be set up shelter, get some food, get a fire going, get warm, filter out some of this water from these streams that are going by me. The next step is always shown. What happens is a lot of times we might not be able to connect the next step to the final destination. But if when people say trust the process, of course, that's a very saturated term. But just trust the next step. Just trust the next step. That's all I ask. That's all I ask of you. That's all I ask of people. We got to trust the next step. And when we add all these steps together of what we're doing, you'll be surprised where you get to. You'll be surprised. So with that being said, there's something you've mastered that people are struggling with today. And I just don't want you to help anyone maybe at this moment, but just think about that and feel proud of it. And with that being said, I appreciate you guys. I love you hearing the podcast. I'm so excited for so many things to come. And at the same time, I'm excited to bring you along for as much as I can. Gonna be having a little bit more exclusive times with people. I'm personally working on this business model of how I want to run things. And I love my coaching, but I really believe in sharing the journey and creating content. But I don't want to saturate it just to try to get views, or saturate it just to make my life seem entertaining when that's what everyone's doing. And when everyone goes right, I usually go left. It's just how I've just rewired myself. So I'm excited for what's to come. I love you guys, and this is Luke from Luke Life Charms, over and out.